Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you will definitely improve your sex life just by spending some time there, hanging out, become a Friends with Benefits member. You know, if you become a Friends with Benefits member, you get more shows a week. You get special treats, benefits, discounts, connections with me.
And your penis gets bigger just by visiting the
website. Just by going to the website. There has been some penis growth declared.
Some cases, yeah.
Some cases of it. We you know, we have no way of checking for sure, but penises have been noted to have grown.
Just give it a shot.
What's up, Menace?
What's going on?
Happy day.
Man, my throat.
How beautiful is it this weekend? Well, you've been what, eating?
Oh, I was just staying in all weekend. I was getting over being sick. Yeah.
Everyone's sick. Kelsey's sick today. I have nobody in the office today. I almost didn't want to go in. I was like, I'll just work from home. But again,
how's,
I came in.
How is it having nobody in the office?
It's kind of nice. It's quiet.
Yeah?
I can think. I returned emails. I got stuff done. I kind of like it, actually. But I need my peeps. But then everyone's
Yeah, but there was like some things you don't know how to do. You're like,
yeah,
what?
I know. I walked in. I'm like, okay, this is bad. I used to do everything with Sex with Emily for years. Like the first, you know, 5-6 years. Not everything. You always helped, of course. Mm-hmm. But like technically, I knew how to do. But I had to give that up because there's so much going on. So I don't know technically what to do about posting after the show. But it'll all happen. So whatever.
That's cool. Did you do anything over the weekend?
Yeah, I did so many things.
What did you do?
Okay, well, first of all, okay, so I saw you on Friday. We interviewed Candy from Real Housewives.
Yes. Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was so fun. So like that kicked off my weekend. We're going to be posting that interview shortly. Mm-hmm. Next week or this week or at some point. But she's great. She's on The Real Housewives. She has a new – hold on a minute. She has a new line of toys called Bedroom Candy. And they're super cool toys. So I went – okay, so that was – wait, no, back up. So Friday night we interviewed with her, which was awesome, and that was really fun. And then I had a friend in town from Toronto, and we went to like – I went to a party in three bars. Like I was on the town – drinking, hanging out.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the town. I was
like
drinking.
A bar. Do you go?
No, like I was like
wine,
three bars. No, wine, not wine. Like there was a bar. There was like a bar opening around from another bar that I went to. There was like bars and parties. It was really fun. My friend was in town, and we showed her a really good time. And that was after meeting with Candy. And then I went to the Good Vibrations new store opening in Oakland. I went to Oakland, and. It was amazing. Good Vibrations is – go to goodvibes.com, goodvibrations.com. It's an amazing sex store in San Francisco. There's also one in Boston, and now they're opening up all over the place. You can also do mail order with them. You can order sex toys. They're my favorite. It's like such a warm, happy place coming home. So they had a new – they had a launch party with Candy, and I went, and it was friggin' crazy. I thought I could just like pull up at 7. It was 6 to 9. Of course, I didn't get there till 7. I'm thinking – I can just pull up. No problem. It was lines around the corner.
Yeah, it's Candy. You don't know?
Well, I don't know that it's going to be crazy. Like, yeah. Oh my God. Thank God I'm press. I was like, we're press, you know, and we did find a spot. I was with Dexter video in our video person here. And it was crazy. So we got in, but there was still a long line around the corner. And I just, the store is beautiful, and I always love Good Vibrations because the story that I've told about them is like where I grew up in Michigan, it was always like weird, random sex, like those creepy sex toy stores in the back, you know, inside of the road with like men smoking cigars and like, you know, like you put a dime in the machine, whatever. Moved to San Francisco, went to Good Vibrations, and you have this like incredible experience where you go in and everyone's really sex positive and you don't feel uncomfortable. I was like 22 and I wanted to buy a vibrator, and they were like, oh, well, how do you orgasm? They just make it very – they make you so comfortable and it's disarming.
Yeah.
So love Good Vibrations. So this so happy for them that they have growth in this amazing new store. And I was like kid in a candy store because I haven't – I get a lot of the products, the sex toys in my – you know, I get them sent to me. And we're actually giving them away to everybody on Valentine's Day, thousands of dollars worth of products this year. Anyway, I was just like – we were there for 3 hours, like surrounded by all these – all the latest and greatest toys, which we're going to be talking about, are out on the market. Anyway, it was amazing.
That's cool.
And it was Candy.
Yeah, it's Candy, everybody.
I can't believe how many people were there. Like 1,000.
Yeah. it's
and they were like pissed, like people were like pissed, couldn't get in.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But they finally did get in because
she's on Bravo, which is one of the biggest networks for reality television, on a very popular show, and she's gonna draw a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they've been showing her like working on these toys on the show for a while. So now that they're finally out, I'm sure people are really excited.
Yeah, cool. And they're so cool. And I got one. They gave me one as being part of the press. They had a special goodie bag for me, and I got some VIP like gift bag thing.
What?
That's cool. And I got her vibrator that looks like lipstick.
Oh, you like that one?
I love that one.
So we're going to air her when?
Friday.
Cool. We videotaped some of it, and I was working on it this weekend, and my laptop finally just...
Dude, you're finally getting a new laptop, I hope.
If I can get my company to buy me one. You know the corporate world.
Do you want me to call them? Because, like, you need a friggin' Mac. Everyone knows you're the Mac man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it'll work out.
It's always been this whole ordeal. I mean, I can't do this, but the company that I work for, when I first got hired on with them, they asked me, part of my job would be like doing some video for them, right?
Right.
And they asked me and they said, what equipment do you need? Just write it down. I said, okay. So I gave them the list and they came back and they go, well, we really want you to go PC over Mac.
So corporate.
And I said, I can't do that.
Right. Can't have this job and do that.
They're like, no, well, we just don't want to spend the money on the Mac. So I got on the radio the next day and I said, my company wants me to go PC. I want to go Mac, and I don't know what to do, guys. I'm not going to do it. Somebody from corporate office in Apple was the one that sent me the laptop.
So let's call him again.
I can't.
Why?
To say, oh, hey, give me another free laptop.
No, let's work out this angle. Or can you do that again on the radio?
No, I don't have that much pull.
Say it here. Say it on this radio station. Menace needs a Mac. Does anyone want to send us some money so we can buy him a Mac? Or
MacBook
if you have
Pro.
A connection at MacBook Pro, he'll talk about it every day. He promotes it. We love Mac. Send Menace a Mac.
I'll take one too,
but I want him to have it first because I love him.
It's very hard to get an endorsement through them.
I know.
I've actually been up for endorsement through Apple five times and I've never gotten it. And I'm the Mac person.
I
love Mac products.
How much is it?
The cheapest one that I want is $1,900.
Okay. We'll get it for you. Someone send me
$1,900. Thank you.
Okay. So
but
this, yeah.
Can I share some information?
Oh, please do.
You're
about to fucking attack me.
No, no. I'm just saying. Because you're from the East Coast, so you might not know the history.
Midwest. Right.
Somewhere over there. You might not know the history, but I got a call today. So anybody that's a huge Disney fan, I got a dinner reservation. This is actually a dinner reservation that I'm excited about. This is probably one of the hardest place in America to get a dinner reservation to.
Okay.
It's Club 33 at Disneyland. It's the private restaurant inside Disney.
Is that where like Mickey Mouse eats every night and Donald Duck?
No. This is a special place that Walt Disney made for – it was supposed to be for business partners.
Right.
And then after he died, they opened it up to only 400 people that are able to get a membership. To apply to get a – to just apply to be – to get this membership,
right,
you have to wait 14 years. And at the end of 14 years, you pay $10,000
to be a member. That'd be a good friggin' meal.
Yeah, and then you have to wait till somebody else dies.
Yeah,
before you
I've heard about these
member.
Kind of clubs. Okay, so you got in. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I get to go and have dinner there.
When are you going?
At the end of February.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
It better be a good friggin' meal if it's that big, the best place. So probably the food is probably not that good. It's just the fact that it's at Disneyland.
Yeah, if you Google Club 33, I'll tell you how hard it is.
It's like French Laundry. Do you know French Laundry? Like the amazing.
French Laundry does not have a 14-year waiting list.
No, they have a year waiting list. But Menace, that's fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about
I'm
that.
I'm really happy for you.
I thought you would at least be excited about the whole me going.
Am I going with you?
Reservation, no.
But then I'm not excited.
And there's a dress code, so I think I might wear a tuxedo.
No way. Who are you taking?
I'm somebody's plus one.
Who's the plus one?
Three of my friends.
Oh, whatever. Okay, so I was thinking about you because I you know how you don't. So these are okay. The rest of my weekend. So when this party, Good Vibes, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was insane. We did a really fun video that we're going to post as well about the event, the craziness, the madness to get vibrators. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful sight on Lakeshore Drive, in Oakland. I never go over there.
Lakeshore Drive, yeah.
Where all the stuff's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a gap and then a good vibrations. Like, mm-hmm. I love our city. So anyway, yeah, yeah. So it was amazing. But after that, I was late because it was obviously good vibrations. I had to go to a birthday party. It started mm-hmm. at 7. Do you ever have this scenario when you get somewhere? What there should be a name for this. The party started at like 8. I got there at 11 and yeah. everyone was wasted and useless to me. Like, I was not on their plan. I'd been working. I'd been shooting video. Yeah. I was at good vibrations. You get to a party when everyone's already drunk. It's
and
kind
hammered.
Of a bummer.
And you're sober.
I'm sober. I'm completely sober. Everyone's like, literally, they're like almost out of alcohol already. Like, mm-hmm. it was just a bummer. And they had sushi earlier, and the sushi was gone. I was eating crackers. It was the only thing I could find. I was so hungry. I was.
You came
I know,
late
I had to
the
work.
Game, though.
I know, but it's like such a but you realize also when everyone's really drunk,
yeah.
not as interesting.
Oh no!
It was like people that I really liked, and then I'm like, I'm bored by all of you. I'm going home with my dog.
It's terrible. Yeah, you just kind of show up for like 15 minutes and you bounce once you realize.
I know, but I was looking
situation.
Forward to it, but I didn't realize how late the Oakland thing was going to take because mm-hmm. Oakland's on the other side of the bridge.
Oh my God, it's 15 minutes away.
I know, but it was like so much traffic getting there, not getting home though. I don't usually go over the bridge.
I know. You need to watch this video that was just up on YouTube. It has all these people.
I did. The shit that people say.
Yeah. The San Francisco version.
It's hilarious.
It is because it's definitely.
It's on my.
There's so much stuff in there that you say on there.
Like what?
It reminded me so much of you. Oh, okay. I don't go to Oakland. Oh, there's this new cleanse. All this stuff that you say.
The reservation for an hour and a half. Oh, it's only an hour and a half to get in this restaurant? Okay, no problem. And how about when she holds up? Okay, so this is what we're talking about. It's on YouTube right now. It's called Shit People Say, and they have one for San Francisco, one for New York, and one for L.A. Mm-hmm. And the San Francisco one is posted on my Facebook, Sex with Emily. No, it's on my personal page. I'll put it on my Sex with Emily page. If you don't like me already, go like me now.
And so many San Franciscans are pissed off. That just shows that people
they're
in
pissed
here
off
are,
about the video?
Yeah, they're saying, oh, it wasn't represented right. Oh, it's not that funny, blah, blah.
It was so funny. They're like, I'm only going to eat half. And they hold up the hugest burrito you've ever seen because San Francisco is like amazing Mexican food and these large burritos. It's just really things that only we find are funny.
I definitely thought it was geared really to the area that you live in, Noe Valley.
Right.
I definitely believe it was.
No, it was more Mission District, hipsters.
No, no, no.
It was more hipsters.
No, no, no.
Dude, those were hipsters in the video. And then the parking ticket. Meanwhile, I got two parking tickets this weekend, P.S.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
I am on such a bad – I am on a really bad, bad schedule here when it comes to the law. I realize – and I don't think I've shared all this on the show. This has nothing to do with my sex life.
I forgot.
No, listen. I got an $85 ticket. I got a $65 ticket. I was in an hour zone. I went to Dolores Park, which is this really fun park.
It's a hipsterville.
When it is warm in San Francisco, which it was this weekend, it was like 60 degrees. And it was 60 degrees. What are you doing? Letting you know?
Stopping and drinking water. Yeah, I'm writing now.
It was 60. It was like 60 degrees, 60 something. We were all in the park. We were drinking. It was Saturday during the day. And it was so beautiful. And wait, what was my point? What was I saying?
That you were getting all these tickets.
Okay, so then I was parked in this 1 hour zone, but I didn't realize it was a Saturday. It applied on Saturday, so I got a $65 ticket. Then last night, I went to Pier 23. I had such a San Francisco weekend. You know Pier 23?
Yeah.
It's that bar right on Embarcadero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My friend has a band, and he was playing in a band, so I went there, and we were listening to music. Apparently, meters go to 11.
Yeah.
So then I got another ticket, a $75 ticket. But here's the worst thing that happened to me. So in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten pulled over by two cops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest now. I haven't told you all this. I was driving down Market Street, and I went left on Market.
You're not
allowed to go left on Market. It's like illegal. It's like, don't make a left, don't make a left, don't make a left. But there was another car that did it, and I did it, and there was a cop behind me, and I got pulled over. So I got a ticket for that. Then I drove on the shoulder of the road.
What?
Going to work.
The
and there
shoulder?
Was a cop. Well, I was getting on the highway and there was a cop and I almost, he thought that I was going to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled me over and said that you
almost killed me
and what would my wife do? And this is worse than running red light. And then I was jaywalking and I didn't get a ticket. Are you concerned? I'm concerned.
You got a
No, the cop yelled at me for jaywalking, but I didn't get a ticket. So I realized that in one day, one of those incidents, two of those things happened and I thought maybe something's wrong with me.
Four tickets? That's crazy.
I know.
That's
I'm just telling
insane.
You. I just feel like I need to be a better, more focused driver.
You need to get there's an app, Ticket Stopper.
Uh-huh.
You need to get that app. It'll it explains, it uses GPS and it explains like all the parking situation.
Okay, because it was confusing.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the, it's really confusing.
It said 7 to 7 and then it said 7 to 11 and I filled it to 7, whatever. But that was fun going to
Yeah.
So anyway, I did a lot this weekend.
That's
which is
cool.
Unusual because lately I've been just working, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, F it. I'm going to Pier 23. It's on the water. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful night. I never do things like that.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun. What about you?
I did a lot of errands.
Fun, like Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath & Beyond type stuff. Just going to Target and all that kind
I
of
love
stuff.
Target.
I watched What's Your Number? I think we should watch it
together?
At the party. Yeah, at the,
oh,
the party.
Oh, our big party's tomorrow night. Okay.
It's all about your sex number. And it's starring Anna Faris. It's
okay.
Pretty funny.
It's all about like, how many people you've slept with, which is a topic that you should never ever talk about with anyone.
And she declares that she doesn't want to go over this certain number. And she says, I don't want to go over this certain number and having sex with people. So I need to go look at my exes. There's something that I must have missed.
Oh,
so I want to try to see if I can work it out with one of the exes. And it was all about that. It was pretty
it's
hilarious.
A movie?
Yeah.
And you saw it?
Yeah, it's on demand. And you have cable now so we can watch it. It's hilarious.
Can we watch? Well, I would love that.
You'd love it. Oh, my God. It talks about so much stuff.
When
that
did
we
it come
about.
Out?
I think it came out a couple months ago.
Okay, let's do that because we are having a Sex with Emily reunion party special tomorrow night.
Reunion party special?
Well, it's all the interns that have been with me from the beginning of time. Not all of them, but for like the last year, which is a lot. And I love all my interns. They're freaking amazing. And they're coming over and I'm getting Thai food from a really good Thai place. I hope you like Thai food. Lots of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm making Jello shots.
Oh, no.
Because Jello shots are fun, and I love them, and I found the cups.
Yeah.
You never just see Jello shot cups, and I was like, this is a sign. I'm making Jello shots. And lots of alcohol, and I figured it's this reunion. We could make some fun videos of the night at
my
house.
That's cool.
You're coming.
Yeah, I'm coming.
And I'm sorry that it's on school night.
Yeah, so I don't really know if I'm going to get hammered, so I can't.
Everyone can crash in my house, I told them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Fun.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun.
And then I nerded out for anybody that's iPhone fan out there, because I know a lot of people are iPhone fans.
Yeah.
I found this website where you can buy replacement parts for your iPhone, and like I can change the color of my iPhone to be like bright green.
Oh, cool.
Like, so I can have like an exclusive iPhone.
Because oh, that's
really
cool.
There's this website, if you Google colored laptop, like my dream is, you know, to have a MacBook Pro, but there's this special website where like celebrities get their laptops colorized, so you can have like a blue one,
right?
Like
that's so
like
cool. And you can't just, you think that you could just do that?
No. It's like you get the metal dyed.
Let's just get you a laptop that works, and then we can talk about coloring it.
Yeah. So I I'm all like nerding out over the weekend.
That's awesome.
That kind of stuff.
And then what else did you watch? Because we both watched Kardashians. All of a sudden.
I didn't watch the final. It was this weekend. How was it?
It was good because I'm slowly moving into television watching. Mm-hmm. So I've had the TV now for like 7 to 8 months and took me a while, but now I'm like, okay, I'm turning the TV when I get home and I have things in my DVR is full.
Already?
Right. Yeah. It's crazy. So I watched a little bit of the Kardashian thing, and you see the demise of their relationship. He's young. This is my whole take on their marriage. He's an idiot. He's a young kid who, like, doesn't even know what hit him, grows up from the Midwest, like, just moved, got this big contract, whatever, like, hasn't been out, but, like, a Midwestern guy, like, where I grew up in Michigan, small-town guy, and he's, like, a dude who, like, kind of, like, there's certain, like, don't tell me what to do, or like you know,
that's
like he needs to get back.
One part though that I like about him is
he's innocent.
Because,
he's like kind of just not that smart, not that mature. And, he hasn't been out in the world yet.
And Kim is so used to guys kissing her ass, and this guy just doesn't.
He doesn't know how. He doesn't get it. Like it's not even like he probably would. Like if he had known that that's what she needed, he's so young.
He doesn't bow down to her at all.
No, but he doesn't even know how. He doesn't know that's important. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know that sometimes you do need to bow down to a woman, and that women like to feel cherished, and it's okay. Like he just doesn't get it. He's young. She's more sophisticated, and you could see that she just all of a sudden the demise was over her like inability to have a conversation with him. She was like, I have nothing to say to this guy. Like, she'd be like, so how was your day? Like, they weren't connecting on an intellectual level, which, is such a – if any of you have ever been on that date when you're just sitting there and you have nothing to say to each other and you're like, this is just a bad person. I don't ever want to go out with them again. Like, that was their relationship. They had nothing to talk about. And I think she was like, he's not what I thought. And she's like – and she's full on – am I telling too much if people haven't seen it yet? And she's full on telling like – the demise of the relationship, she could feel it happening. And she was like, I don't know how I feel about him. I rushed into it. She totally admitted it. She's like, I shouldn't have. I got caught up in the wedding. I got caught up in the wedding and the planning and the fairy tale. She said, but I don't think I really know this guy. And so she really like broke down. Why? You know, she broke down, literally broke down on camera and was hat. And you could like, it was, you saw it just like break down over that whole episode. And then they left New York and she's like, I never want to come back here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, that's why they wrote – because I think she realized like she's kind of married a tool.
That he's a tool?
No, that he's just young.
Yeah, he has –
he's not mature. And she married somebody who's not emotional – he might be whatever, mm-hmm. but he's not – he's not emotionally mature. And yeah. I'm not saying that Kim is like at the pinnacle of her emotional maturity, but they're not. He's a kid.
Yeah, and – yeah. And
he got blinded by the light and then he realized it kind of sucked.
And she saw – hangs out with high society, and his whole goal is after he's done, he wants to move back to Minnesota.
Yeah, she's not going to Minnesota. But the alarming thing and the disturbing thing about the show was that there was so much reference to like she didn't know that he wanted to move to Minnesota. Like
they didn't talk about anything.
They didn't talk about one thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. My alarm's going off.
Oh God!
Why would that be happening? So they didn't talk about anything before you. Okay. Let's learn a lesson from Kim Kardashian. Before you get married, have some conversations. Simple conversations. Where are we going to live when we want children? It's dumb.
I think she was also just so busy that she never even had time to have these conversations with
them. I know.
Because she would be off in, you know, Dubai and all this stuff. There was a lot of time apart, even between when they were getting ready to get married, you know?
Yeah.
But you saw the signs so quickly.
So quickly.
If you watch all the other episodes.
I saw, the first one. So I caught up on that. I watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta. They went to Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't done any of my sex
videos. I love all them.
Yeah?
I love all the shows.
Well, I started to watch it because Candy, because we have her on the show. So
you have to watch Mob Wives. You think the Real Housewives are crazy? Mob Wives.
And they're real. It's reality.
Oh, yeah. It's super real. They actually, after it already they've already taped it and it's in the middle of airing. And the main chick goes on TMZ. Her husband ratted out like half her family to the DA and now they're all in prison right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I have to watch it. Okay, wait. We've been talking for a while now.
Yeah?
But I haven't gotten into anything that well.
Oh, real quick though. Sorry. Have you seen any of the photos online who they're saying is Khloe Kardashian's real dad?
No.
He looks just like her. It's ridiculous. It's
he's like
Kris Jenner's old hairdresser. His name
He wasn't gay?
He wasn't a gay. You would think that. And his name is Alex, and her middle name is Alexandra, and they look identical.
Oh, my God. So it's a known thing that she had a fling with her hairdresser.
Well, she admitted having a fling with some other guy, but the times didn't match up because she had a fling with this guy like way after she was born.
Okay.
So they're saying this is the real dad.
Wow.
And he was in that whole – there was this – video that Kim posted that her mom made when she turned 30 about she made a music video to play at her party, her birthday party.
Okay.
And she had like all these people in it and this guy's in the video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So these sounds like conspiracy theorists who have no other time but to scavenge around the internet to find
Wait until like I this. Show you this picture. Go ahead and talk about your other thing, but then I'm going
to... Okay, this is what I want to say. This tomorrow, or when's the 1st of February? Wednesday. We are launching there's 30 days in January. 31 days in January.
Are you low energy today? Your tone is a little low. Are you okay?
And my throat, I'm sick. I'm a little sick.
Okay.
My energy's low or my tone's low?
Your energy.
Ah, Sex with Emily. Spread the Love Valentine's Day contest. So we are launching it on the 1st. It's Sex with Emily Spread the Love Valentine's Day contest. This is the thing. To celebrate it, we're giving away baskets of premium toys and products as grand prizes, as well as smaller prizes to help you get the most out of Valentine's Day and night. There are two ways to enter the contest. This is very important. You need to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily, And then the more you retweet us between the 1st and the 14th, retweet any of our posts, and the more that you reshare our posts on Facebook, you will be entered to win in the contest. So the more you do that, the more you're entered. My entire office is filled with the prizes right now. Like, I can't move because there are so many friggin' sex toys, like $1,000 worth of sex toys that we're giving away in the office. So get ready for that. Everyone, join our Valentine's. And we're having amazing Valentine's Day shows, too. We're having, like, guests. It's going to be really fun. And I want to talk about JimmyJane.com. Jimmy Jane is amazing. If you go to my website and you click on Jimmy Jane Emily's Picks page, you put in coupon code Emily25 at checkout, you get $25 off purchases over $100 or more. They make beautiful award-winning sex toys.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, you'll have more information about how it works on sexwithemily.com.
Oh, yeah. Sexwithemily.com has more information.
Okay. Are you ready? I'm trying to get this photo ready for you. Okay, ready? So I know we're doing audio and you might not be able to see this on the camera. So get on the Google and type in Khloe Kardashian's real father. And this guy, Alex, who's a hairdresser from Los Angeles, who was friends with Kris Jenner at the time of her birth, is apparently the real father. So here, ready?
Ready.
Look. They're saying that's the real dad.
I don't see any resemblance.
You don't see any resemblance?
No resemblance.
What are you talking about?
Not even an iota of resemblance.
What?
Nothing.
Are you on the Kardashian payroll or something? Look.
Not at all.
They don't look like... Are you serious?
I'm serious. I don't know Khloe Kardashian that well. Okay. I mean, you might watch her more, so you see it more in him. I'm just looking for the first time, and I don't see it. I think it's conspiracy theorists. What's she saying about it?
She's not saying anything because apparently it's going to be part of the plot line of one of her upcoming shows.
Okay.
Because she's coming back with her husband, Khloe and Lamar. See, right. The Kardashian train never stops. Once one show ends, the other one starts.
Right, that's amazing.
So this show just ended with Kim and Kourtney, and now her show's going to start with
Lamar.
Wow,
that's cool. It'll be great, right?
Yeah.
You're going to watch them all, aren't you?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to keep them millionaires. Come on now.
Oh, my God. It's crazy how much money they make. Like, they are everywhere. So, like, royalty.
They made $65 million last year, but Kim alone herself made $30
million. Seriously?
Yeah. Like, even the girls that are, like, 14 and 17, like, they already have made, like, way more money than you and I have made in our lifetimes.
That is so unfair. Yeah. What are we doing wrong? We're making content every day that's very entertaining.
We do. Just no one has recognized us, except for our hardcore listeners that we thank.
Especially for today, because... If I am a little low energy, I'm sorry. But I don't feel low energy. I feel so energetic and happy right now.
Okay, good.
We should get in some emails.
All right.
Sorry about my throat. And the topic is casual sex that we're going to get to in a little bit.
I was trying to see what kind of case you had.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, in case is good.
Okay.
We're all obsessed with our iPhones now because
Incipio. It's Incipio case.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're not helping my ADD. What? Go ahead.
What? You finally got an iPhone, so now you're all iPhone crazy.
I have an iPhone. I'm obsessed with my iPhone. I'm the last person on the planet to get an iPhone out of everybody I know. I had a friggin' Droid, and I'm sorry if they ever want to be an advertiser, I'll say that I love you, but really, I'm so over Droid. Like, I can't believe I didn't have an iPhone. Like, I'm so Mac. I'm such a Mac girl. Like, I've had a Mac forever, for 15 years. I can't even, like, touch a PC. Why didn't I have an iPhone? I was carrying around my iPod
because
still.
You're
what a loser am I?
That's why.
Now it's my iPod. Like, I'm a loser. I'm the only person who's using their iPod.
There's so many people that are just like you because it wasn't available on the service.
I know. I'm just kidding. Just living in San Francisco, like, everyone's got an iPhone. Yeah. Mine's white, though. It's really pretty. And I'm obsessed with, like, downloading apps and organizing myself through all these apps. I love it.
I bet you haven't even downloaded your own app.
I haven't yet. I need to. So if you haven't downloaded, I'm afraid of it because I made it. I love it. It's called Kegel Camp. It's doing really well. People friggin' love Kegel Camp. Oh, and we're updating it in 2 weeks.
You're so bad.
We're updating it. I'm just, you know what? Because it's me talking, I should download it. I mean, I've seen it, of course, but I don't want to. Anyway, it helps you with your, and we're going to talk about these in a minute because this actually is in the next email. It's about Kegels. No, it's not about Kegels. Okay, I'm going to read your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. Love hearing from everybody. Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. You're so ridiculous sometimes.
Okay. Dear Emily, sex question. When I'm struggling with my stamina, what do you think is the best to do? start and stop every 20 seconds, which is normally what I do and which I know can be frustrating for the girl, or not stop, come, even if it's embarrassing fast, and then hopefully be able to get hard and try again in a bit. Have always wondered this. Thanks. There actually is no name. I assume it's a dude. Yeah. He's talking about his penis. Okay, here's the deal. Neither one of those situations are good.
Right?
Did you hear his situations? That he should stop and start every 20 seconds. It's okay. I think that you need to stop and start. I don't know how to make this.
Just turn off your alarm. Go to your, oh my God, people. Go to your settings. Go to your phone. Here, go to your.
Just need to do it. Oh okay. So here's the thing about this. You need to, you can either masturbate beforehand, which helps, pre-gaming as Menace calls it. Know when you're going to get off. So know when your point of no return is. If you usually ejaculate while penetrating her in doggy style for example, you would save that position for later. Kegel exercises help men stay stronger longer. I don't know why there was an alarm on. I'm sorry. Kegel exercises are, it's so funny because even a friend of mine this weekend who knew about Kegel Camp is a guy and he's like, oh, that's cool for women. I'm like, no. I mean, it's funny because I get more emails from men how it has helped them maintain erections and stay harder longer. I literally think that Kegel exercises, like, I think I've started a trend. I mean, they've always been around, but I think they hugely, hugely solve problems that women have with sex and men, Kegels. Yeah. So
it's not a gimmick. You can ask anybody, doctors, everything.
They, yeah, it's like doctors prescribe it to you. So that's what I would say. So what I'm saying is there is no win-win to this lose-lose situation of you stopping and starting every 20 seconds, which is annoying, or if you come really, really fast, that can be annoying after a while too. So let's just try to solve the problem here and do one of these things. Don't have sex the same way you masturbate because quick thrusts – don't help the situation for her.
No.
So we need to work on your Kegels and you need to practice the stop-start method by yourself when you're masturbating, where before you feel like before you're about to have an orgasm, you stop yourself, you start again. We talk about this all the time. But start with your Kegels.
What's funny is
what is funny?
Everything goes back to the Kardashians. There was an episode.
Oh my God, you are episode, fucking obsessed.
No, but there's an episode with the mother, Chris, and she went to the doctor because she's had so many kids.
Right.
That the doctor asked, are you doing Kegels and blah, blah. So, you know.
That was on the Kardashians?
Yeah, so it is important.
I should get every doctor to prescribe my
app. Yeah.
Seriously. If you're a doctor. No, I'm serious. Like, it does have health benefits.
And then we can finally afford to go to French Laundry.
Oh, honey. I just, everyone listening bought my app right now, Menace, I would buy Menace a laptop first.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I would.
I greatly appreciate that. You need to take me to Flour and Water, though, because I just found out that it's actually pizza.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
I thought it was some, like,
do you know that I had a reservation and I canceled the other night?
What?
It was just because my friend Tony, who I'm developing the products with, he was in town and we were going to see each other two nights, but he had to leave early because his kid was sick. So I canceled. And I know I could have gone with someone, but I didn't know who.
Well, now they probably won't let you make another reservation.
Oh, no. I'm friends with the owner.
Well, give me
it's an amazing restaurant in San Francisco called Flour and Water.
I want to go.
Do you want to go with me?
They even let Steve Jobs in there one time.
I know. Do you want to go with me?
That's why it's all famous. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
I just want to go. I'll go.
Dude, I'll take you. Okay, Emily. I love Sex with Emily. I was listening to your show 1.5 years ago, and it was the show on the top 10 things that turn men and women on. Number one was doing a striptease for your partner. My wife, Nancy, had been diagnosed with cancer and was losing some energy, and so we hadn't had sex in 3 or 4 months. I told her about the number one turn-on, and she rolled her eyes. So I said, okay, just watch, and did a very average striptease for her. She wanted to kiss, so we did that and then snuggled and made beautiful love together and both climaxed. She told me that she hadn't even meant to do it but got so turned on by me stripping just for her. She passed away in March, and that was the last time we had sex together. Please accept my thanks for that time with Nancy for your show and for the great work and service you provide. Cheers, Wes. From Parkdale, Oregon. He's a Premium Friends with Benefits member.
Oh, thank you so much.
That makes me so sad and happy at the same time. Bittersweet. I'm so sorry, Wes, about your wife, but I'm so glad that you have a really fantastic memory, a fun, loving memory of the last time you guys had sex together. Does that make you want to cry?
Yeah.
I kind of want to cry.
And I just watched the movie.
And I don't ever cry.
I just watched the movie 50-50 also over the weekend, and it was about cancer. It's crazy. It's really bad.
That's so intense. So from listening to the show, like, which we were giving tips about striptease is the number one thing, top 10 things that turn on men and women. And he just did one of them. That's amazing. I need to, like, I want to stop the show right now and, like, have a moment of Moment of mourning for Nancy.
All right. Let's
do
it.
5 seconds.
Just 5 seconds? Nah.
How long?
I don't know. I thought you wanted to end the show.
You want to end the show?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go on after that.
How long is it? How long have we been going?
We're 35 minutes.
Okay. We should end the show?
Yeah.
So we're not even going to get to the topic?
No. We'll bring up the topic the other day. But I want to say thank you to him, though.
Thank you so much, Wes, in Parkdale, Oregon. I appreciate the email. That's a great email.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Where are we leaving the show?
Yeah. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah or no?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good. No, is it awkward or do you want to keep on going? You're the boss.
No, I can end it. But okay, great. Yeah. No, because you know why?
Why? You need to figure out how to turn off your alarm.
No. I got that. Okay, no, let's go. We can end it. I hope you enjoyed the show. Today's show was fun and different.
It was.
It was a lot of TV talk, which, Jesus.
Which you're new
to. I'm new to. Okay, everyone. Thanks
so
much.
But I want to thank all the listeners. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I love listeners.
I love all the listeners. Thank you for listening all the time. We have a great show coming up with Candy that you have to stick around this week.
Yeah, stick around this week. We've got a lot of great shows this week, and especially through Valentine's Day. So, and also go to sexwithemily.com or emilymorse.com, same thing, M-O-R-S-E, where you can see the details of our Valentine's Day contest, because really, like, a lot of people are going to win stuff. Like, it's not just like 3 people. I think it's like a lot more than that, because we've got so much. I have to get rid of all the toys that have come into my office because it's taking over the place.
You need the room.
So, okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.